The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
9:40 here on WPHM on this Thursday morning. True crime is a genre that has really taken off in the last decade. I mean, from true crime TV channels, I mean, there are cable channels dedicated to it. Certainly podcasts. Our next guest is kind of delved into the world of those true crime podcasts in her new book. It is her fourth thriller. It's called The Family Bones. Elle Marr is on the line with us right now. Elle, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Paul. Thanks for having me.
I appreciate you joining us. Are you a true crime aficionado? Do you get hooked on those podcasts?
You know, I lightly dabble.
Gives you some inspiration, certainly. As you write thrillers, one of the characters in your new book is a true crime podcaster. How did you get inside her mind and sort of create a fake podcast, if you will, by writing about it?
You know, I think it's just, you have to look around these days and you're inundated with examples of it, right? Like the first major true crime podcast was Serial around, I think, 2012, and it just kind of exploded around the Haman Lee case. It's something that's on all of our streaming dashboards, all of our radio shows and our social media platforms. And I looked at some of the larger ones. The My Favorite Murder is a big one, Tenfold More Wicked. And I really looked at those podcaster journeys of how they came to be podcasters. And interestingly enough, like my character, a lot of them just started out as, you know, true crime buffs or aficionados, or in many cases, stay-at-home moms that had extra time when their kids went to school. And they became incredibly well-versed in the facts of cold cases.
It is fascinating and easy. It's an easy rabbit hole to fall down, isn't it?
Absolutely, especially given the ubiquity of it and the fact that you can find true crime just about anywhere these days.
Absolutely. You take that as inspiration, but you write about this very interesting family and the family bones. And you explore, again, this idea of nature versus nurture, which I'm eternally fascinated by. Talk a little bit more about where that comes from.
Absolutely. And I'm fascinated by it as well. It's a theme that's made an appearance in my previous book as well. It's the question of where does psychopathy come from? Where does antisocial personality disorder come from? Which is something that has appeared in this specific family, my fictitious family, the Ericksons, across generations. When I was researching psychopathy for my previous books, I learned that we don't really know where it comes from exactly, what indicators we have that this condition might appear. And I did learn that when it appears in families, it is more common to see it in future generations. So I thought, what would happen if a variety of neurodivergent disorders, some of which are deemed undesirable, like psychopathy, appeared in one family? What would that look like? And then what would that look like during a family reunion, which is kind of the initial premise of The Family Bones?
It's certainly when you're treading into the waters of mental health, it can be kind of a daunting thing to take on. You treat it, I think, very carefully and empathetically, if I could say. Talk a little bit, if you would, about your mental health advocacy and the importance of destigmatization.
Thank you for saying so. That's exactly how I feel about it. I do touch on, in this book specifically, a focus on psychology and on treating mental health awareness with a touch of empathy and a touch of context to put things in a larger perspective. I make it very clear from early on that psychopathy is not something that we see in the movies. It's not Hollywood's treatment of the disorder. It can be something that fits well in society if an individual is willing to conform to those social norms. There's also a certain amount of treatment available and possible for individuals. But again, it's not, I'm not a psychologist, but this is my what I learned through my extensive research of it's not the big bad person looming in the doorway necessarily. Oftentimes it's something that looks very successful if someone is willing to conform to society. It's CEOs, it's politicians, it's other people, it's den mothers, it's community volunteers. And so I first break down those initial stereotypes, and then I go into a wider variety of neurodivergent conditions to really fully flesh out what the Erickson genetics look like and how that's appeared in different different conditions over time. It's important to me to destigmatize a lot of mystery around mental health and also to advocate for treatment and therapy and the benefits of both of those.
Talking with Elle Marr, her new thriller is called The Family Bones. I'm always interested in knowing, as a reader, I like the twists and turns and the shocking ending that I didn't see coming. As a writer, how do you get there? Do you start with the end and work your way back? How do you take us through all those twists and turns?
My editor these days insists that we know the end. So I have an idea. I always know where the end of the tunnel is going. But along the way, there's a lot that I discover mid-route. There's a lot that I discover about my characters and what their greatest fears and their greatest hopes are, which is, for me, what creates a compelling story. I'll also add that I didn't have my true crime podcaster at first. At first, the story was exclusively about the Erickson's. But then I realized something was missing, a significant portion. And so I created Birdie Tan, my true crime stay-at-home podcaster.
That's got to be a lot of fun when a character reveals themselves and you didn't see it coming.
It absolutely is. It makes it exciting. A lot of writers I know don't outline. They don't have any map for their story. They just kind of dive into it, which I love and admire. Being fortunate enough to be under contract for my books, I don't have the luxury of kind of exploring on my own. I need at least a few mile markers, some exit signs, just where the rest stops are along my route.
Well, it's a lot of fun to read, that's for sure. The Family Bones by Elle Marr. Elle, thanks for spending some time with us this morning. Good luck with the book.
Thanks very much, Paul.
You bet. Bye-bye.